Now, time to celebrate another great London icon. Now, this time it's the man who gave us one of the most moving and thoughtful songs written about the capital, which still has the power to make us stop and think a little more about our fellow man. Streets of London. And with that song, the warmest of welcomes, please, for the great Ralph McTell.
Yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me that you're lonely? And you say for you that the sun don't shine. Oh, let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, and I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrier bags. So how can you tell me that you're lonely? And you say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, and I'll show you something to make you change your mind. And in the all-night cafe at a quarter past 11, that same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. And each tea lasts an hour, and he wanders home alone. And so how can you tell me that you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, and I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Seen the old man outside the seaman's mission, memory fading with the metal ribbons that he wears. And in our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. And so how can you tell me that you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand, lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Thank you.
Such a privilege to hear a live version of that great song. Ralph McTell, that classic Song of London, and we'll hear more from Ralph in the second part of our show tonight. Well, now, let's meet a man whose music has reached a slightly different but no less wide audience. Legend has it that his first musical instrument was a plastic harmonica, from which he progressed to the ukulele. And with the help of a book called The George Formby Method, he played his first chord. That's true. That's true, right? Well, you'll be relieved to hear he's got his guitar with him this evening, and he's singing The London Apprentice now. Welcome back, please, the incomparable Ralph McTell.
Never will learn her trade. The best that I could hope for is from mistakes I made. And a man who never made any, he never made nothing at all. Sir Christopher Wren had to start again when he built St. Paul's. I am the London apprentice. I never will learn her ways. When I the streets of London, I am constantly amazed how a road I never was on before leads to one I know. And as any cabbie will tell you, that's how all knowledge grows. I am the London apprentice. I love the muddy Thames, pushing its way through the city just to come back again. And conflagration, and when the bombers came, a symbol for a nation, St. Paul amongst the flames. I am the London apprentice. I accept the status quo, but a cockney must be born within the silent spells of Bow. But London's been a refuge by accident or plan. So you ask me who's a Londoner, and I'll tell you, every man. I am the London apprentice, but one thing I know for sure, and I'll tell you very bluntly, with these words you can't ignore. Remember Dr. Johnson, whose wit cut like a knife. When a man is tired of London, or a man is tired of life. Oh, I am the London apprentice. I never will learn a trade. The best that I could hope for is from mistakes I made. A man who never made any, he never made nothing at all. And Sir Christopher Wren had to start again when he built St. Paul.
Ralph McTell with The London Apprentice. What's the background to that song, Ralph?
Well, I'm very proud of being in London, and I kind of get very protective about it when people say, well, I'm not sure, I don't like London. I think, which bit don't you like? We're all apprentices, we're all learning. It's far too big to know it all, so a little humility and great affection.
Yes, indeed. And let's just spread that a little wider than London, to the whole of England, because mm-hmm. you wrote a terrific song some years ago, which is almost an English national anthem, or I think should be. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Well, we're a very different country these days, and I wanted to write a song that would embrace everybody that lives here now and that feels affection and passionate about their home. And it seemed to me there wasn't one, so I had to go out writing it. And I do occasionally play. I don't play it on the guitar, I play it on piano, but I have been playing it again recently.
So. Good, and we always play it on the radio on St. George's Day.
I do appreciate it.
It's the best song. If you've never heard it, listen out on St. George's Day, you'll hear it then. Great song. And just a quick word about The Streets of London, which you played in the first half for us. That's been a fantastic song for you. Did you know, as you were writing it, that you had something special there?
Not at all, no. I was absolutely astonished when I think the record had been out about 4 days when we got our first cover version, and next minute it was being heard in Australia and all around the world, and you know, there are hundreds of versions of it now. Some of them not all that great, I have to be honest. But the thing I love about it is that a lot of quite famous rock guitar players come up and say, "You've never guessed the first tune I learned to play on the guitar," and it was that one. So it's one song seems to fill a lot of has a very wide appeal, and I'm very grateful to it. Extremely grateful. To
you
it.
Never tire of singing it. It never becomes
well,
a chore.
If I did, I think as soon as I hear what happens in the room when the song starts, you know, you can't just take that for granted. I'm always very touched by the effect that it has. So you know, I wish I could write a few more.
Well, yeah, you will.
Is there enough time?
Do you have a tour coming up in the near future?
In the autumn, I shall be out on the road again. I love touring this country, and we'll be. I think we're doing Scotland as well, which will be lovely. So, sometime we start around October.
Good. We look forward to that.
Thanks.
One more song from you this evening. What's it to be?
This is a song about mature, grown-up love that sometimes goes wrong, and it's a sort of song suggesting that things aren't as bad as they first seem. It's called Summer Lightning.
Wonderful. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Ralph McTell.
All over here, come on, sit down beside me. Oh, closer now. Come and put your arms around me. Oh, you had a bad day too, and I feel the same as you. Come on, sit down. It's just that when I get mad, I end up saying things if I thought about, well, I could never say. And I think that you already know that, but I say it anyway. I will say it anyway. Just that when I get mad, I end up saying things if I had thought about, well, I could never say. And I think that you already know that, but I say it anyway. I'll say it anyway. Don't let the day go down. The two still fighting, it's not a storm at all. No, it's only summer, only summer lightning, and we still got the night. So there's time to put it right. Let's go to bed.
Summer Lightning from Ralph McTell, a musician to be cherished.